Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. What is the Clatsop Emergency Food Bank? And why is it important? And what is the Stamp Out Hunger event happening on April 9th? Today, we'll find out the answers to those questions from my guests. I have in the studio Julene West. Julene is the director of the Clatsop Emergency Food Bank in Astoria. Hi, Julene.
Hello.
I'm very happy you're here today.
It's very nice to be here.
And I also have Cindy Miller. Cindy is a co-organizer with our very own Bobby Bryce, who is here at Coast Community Radio, doing a variety of volunteering positions. She does so many, many things in this community. So Bobby Bryce is the co-organizer, and Cindy Miller is. And Cindy is in the studio, and she has some exciting things to tell us about Stamp Out Hunger. Good morning, Cindy. I'm glad you're here.
Good morning, Donna. Thank you for inviting us.
Absolutely. Bobby was shy. She did not want to be on the radio. So thank you for speaking on her behalf, Cindy. Before we talk about the food bank, the various pantries, and kind of sort out all the different titles and what everybody does, let's learn a little bit about each of you. So, Julene, please tell us about yourself.
Well, I relocated to Astoria 21 years ago. I'm actually a Spanish interpreter. That's what I do for my main job, and a notary and a wedding officiant. So just like everyone else in town, we have to do several things in order to pay the bills. And recently then now the director of the Clatsop Emergency Food Bank.
Right, and we'll talk about what the Clatsop Emergency Food Bank is, because it's different than the Clatsop County Food Bank.
That's correct.
And we're going to make that distinction. Where were you before you came here?
In Salem.
In Salem.
Yeah, grew up
and
in Salem.
How did you learn to speak Spanish? How did you become a Spanish interpreter?
Well, it just a gift from God, really. Went down to work in an orphanage in Mexico and came home speaking Spanish, and I've been working with the Hispanic community ever since. So also spent a year in Spain and went to school in Guatemala and several other adventures, but...
With languages, though, you know, some people have an ear and they're able to really pick them. Other people can study for a long time and it just doesn't work.
It just doesn't
come.
But
in your case, you had an affinity for the language, a love of it, obviously.
Just the grace of God.
And it's very helpful to have.
Yes.
To speak Spanish.
And it is my passion. I would do it any time of the day or night and get called out to do several different things. So.
And you have been the director, which is kind of a very part-time
mm-hmm.
situation for about a year of the Clatsop Emergency Food Bank, which mm-hmm. is actually a food pantry based in the First Presbyterian Church on Grand in Astoria.
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that later. Now, Cindy Miller, please tell us about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Hillsboro, Oregon, and then went to Oregon State University to become a business teacher. I moved to Astoria in 1977, where I took a job at Napa High School and stayed there for 30 years. I thought I'd go back to the Valley, but I just fell in love with it here. So,
What did you teach at Napa High School?
I taught business education, started teaching typing and shorthand, and ended up teaching computer construction and applications.
Wait, you can build a computer?
Not anymore, because I've been retired for 8 years and things change.
Every second things change.
Yes, and the kids taught me how to build. I didn't teach them how to build.
Oh, that's right, working with these great young minds, so creative.
They were brilliant. I had a great group of 20 kids who started the computer construction crew, and then we joined Strut, and we built the first computers that our school had, the first PCs that our school had, and put together an internet lab and our network for the school district. We built or touched 300 computers while I was in charge there, and basically ran our computer area for
a
while.
You were a pioneering spirit in Napa at Napa High School then.
I had lots of help. Good kids.
Excellent. Yes, wonderful. And now you're retired, although...
Now I'm retired and I'm a stamper. I have a collection of about 6,000 rubber stamps, and I make cards, and that's how I got involved with Stamp Out Hunger.
You have a collection of 6,000 rubber stamps. Okay, mm-hmm. we'll talk about that when we talk about the Stamp Out Hunger Project.
Okay.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much, Cindy. In order to understand how it works here in Clatsop County, mm-hmm. Let's do an overview of how the food pantries work with our regional food bank, which is Clatsop County Food Bank based in Warrenton.
That's correct. That's a regional food bank.
That's mm-hmm. the regional food bank. And the food pantries, you give your example about the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I use the analogy of the Boy Scouts because I'm a longtime Boy Scout mom. But if you think about the organization of food of Boy Scouts, it's a national organization, and then you have the regional, the states, and then the regional, and then you have your troop. Then you may have one or more troops in your area, and so each pantry is like a troop. So they've got their own set of volunteers. We're our own 501c3. We have our own board of directors, and we function to serve the needs of the community, but we are also connected to this greater project that brings in fresh food and produce from all the way from USDA. So it gets big and then it gets little. We're the little guy at the bottom.
And so what's kind of confusing is the fact that you are called the Clatsop Emergency Food Bank. If you were called a pantry, that would be more appropriate, right?
That's correct.
Because really, you're based in the Presbyterian Church. You're a food pantry. The bank itself, which is the warehouse, is actually in Warrenton.
That's
the Clatsop County Food Bank. So they receive all of the food that comes from nationwide, statewide, right? All the food comes to them first.
Right. And the large, I would say, more statewide activities that bring in food, the donation drives. And like, for example, that wouldn't be a good example. We purchase our food. We order our food through them.
All right. So the Clatsop County Food Bank is also a 501c3.
That's
and
correct.
It receives food from a variety of sources. And then you purchase food for your food pantries from them.
That's correct.
However, people also make donations at the 4 food banks in Astoria, the 8 food banks in Clatsop County.
That's correct.
Altogether. So, however, the challenge is that most of these food banks food pantries
mm-hmm.
are really open just... Like, you're only open what?
We're open an hour a day from 3 to 4, 5 days a week.
And so that can make it a little challenging to make a donation.
Exactly.
If people want to do that. So the various pantries here have different hours.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you receive your funding? How do you get your volunteers? And how do you get your food?
Well, we're all volunteer run, pretty much. My position is just recently a paid position, but it's very, very part-time. We have local churches in our area, collect food and bring food in. There's usually a person that's designated. We have certain churches that run a whole group of volunteers, and so for 6 months out of the year, they have a volunteer schedule where they provide one day service every week. And they organize their own volunteers. We do have a volunteer coordinator who keeps all that craziness going, and that's an amazing job because people's lives change and people move and they come and go. And if we don't have volunteers to show up to open the doors, then we can't give out the food that we have. So it's really vital that we have good, consistent volunteers.
So when you're opening your doors 1 hour a day from 3 to 4 at the mm-hmm. First Presbyterian Church, you're not only receiving food that people want to drop off, but you're also distributing food.
Absolutely. And in fact, we're distributing more than we're receiving during that time. There are people in the community who bring in food from their church, for example, and they might have a key or they might know someone. We have people who come in stock every single day. So sometimes people bring in donations during that time. Other people donate a certain percentage comes from their check, kind of the United Way funding deal. That check comes to us every month or every pay period. And those kinds of donations can be dropped off at the office too at the First Presbyterian Church.
So your particular pantry, even though mm-hmm. it's called a food bank, it's still a pantry.
That's correct.
Has been in existence since 1975.
That's correct.
And the need, although I know you've only been the director there for about a year, the need for food is growing?
Yes. As our economy changes and we have our service industry and our tourist industry is growing, the people who actually have those jobs, they aren't really livable wage jobs. And so we have many people who come to the food bank who are actually gainfully employed, but they're not making enough to get out of that poverty guideline, and that's what we go by, is the same, the USDA poverty guidelines. So if you qualify for food stamps, for example, then you would qualify, you would be eligible for food, and you could come in once a month is the limit, and you get enough food for 3 or 4 days for your family. So depending on how many people in your family, depends on how much food you can take.
How do you determine then who's eligible to receive food? I mean, is there a process? How does that work?
There's a process. We have a registration card. Once you're registered, then you we'll just initial and date each time you come through so we can monitor the 30-day period. And then there's a standard federal form that people sign every time that they come through, and they're declaring that they qualify under the income guidelines. So we don't ask for any personal information. We don't keep any personal information, just your name and address and how many people are in your family.
And so what is the limit? What is that you have to, you make under a certain amount every year? You don't really know exactly the figure. Okay.
It's the same guidelines for food stamps.
Okay. So if you qualify for food stamps, you would qualify to receive food from the food bank.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And I think, as you mentioned, some people are working. Some people, obviously, are unemployed. We have seen more of an influx of homeless folks into the area.
Yes, and we certainly see them come through. People who are living in the woods come through, and so they have certain kinds of foods that they can take and not others. And so we try to keep things like bottled water and pull-top cans and easily portable food for our homeless population. There's all kinds of needs out there. We have a lot of seniors that qualify for services, and we're just working on getting them more comfortable about coming in, and we enjoy having them come and see us down there. There's a lot of need in our community, and what we need to know, what people need to understand, is that it's okay. We're community. We're family. And so as one person is giving and another is receiving, that's what it's there for. So never feel like, oh, there's a family with five kids and they have more of a need than I do. That's not true. Each individual is respected who they are and where they are in life, and we don't want you to be hungry. There's no reason to be hungry.
And you said something very interesting before we started doing the program here this morning. You said that even though those of us who donate cans of food, and mm-hmm. I know that things like canned tuna are always welcome, and mm-hmm. pasta or whatever, that you can actually buy food at a much lower price than I can. So actually, if I give you money, although so many people want to have that tangible kind of, I've got a can in my hand, that you can, your money, you can get a lot more food for the money that I'm spending on the cans I'm giving you, correct? You want to talk
That's
about
exactly
that a
right.
Bit?
We have, we get some food from the USDA, and so that food comes to us with no charge. And then we have what you can buy for a dollar, I can buy for 18 cents. So if you give me a dollar, I can buy five cans, and or you can spend your dollar and buy one can and donate that to the food bank. Mm-hmm. So it's really, people are always saying, well, they want to give. You want to give something. You want to take something out of your cupboard. You want to go to the store and buy something and give it. And that makes you feel good inside. But the reality is that we can stretch that same dollar much further if we have that. And we've been just run off a donation since 1975. So it's really been the grace and the goodness of the community to keep the food bank open all these years. And there's a core group of volunteers that are amazing that have kept this bank
volunteers
this
run this town and run this community, run our world, really. I think how do people make donations to you?
You can write a check, you can drop it off to the food bank, you can drop it off to the church, use the mailing address of the First Presbyterian Church, which I believe is 1101 Grand. And all that money gets funneled through our board of directors. And
So a check or a cash donation or something made to the First Presbyterian Church, but marked, or is it made to the food bank?
Made to the food bank.
Made to Clatsop
Emergency Food Bank.
Clatsop Emergency Food Bank / pantry. So you can make a donation that way.
Yes.
And because, again, having people come between 3 and 4. But that's what's so exciting about what we're going to start talking about in a minute here, which is this all-day event from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Astoria High School on Saturday, April 9th.
Yes.
Which is an opportunity for anyone who has things in the pantry, or they have money, or they just want to pop by and say, hey, I want to help those who are less fortunate and need help with food. So here's an all-day event where you can do that, which is a great thing that Cindy brought to my attention earlier. And one last thing about the actual pantry and the direction of where you're going. You're saying you're going more toward fresh food and frozen food rather than...
That's one of the goals that they're looking at. I don't know if it's nationwide, but certainly statewide, is to really promote the use of fresh produce and frozen produce over canned goods. So it's more economical, it's more healthy. We're talking about what kind of educational opportunities can we offer to folks so they learn to cook more healthily and to use these products. We're very accustomed to canned goods, but in our state, we have such a wealth of fresh produce that they're really working on how to get that to the hands of the people who are hungry.
Mm-hmm. You really have to tailor things, I guess. Like you said, the homeless people need certain, they don't have ability to cook, so they have to have certain things. And then a family that has a stove and can cook, you can give them more different kinds of things. So anything else you'd like to talk about the actual food pantry itself? You can always use volunteers, although you have a dedicated group of volunteers.
We do have a core group of volunteers that kind of keeps everything moving forward. But we need the volunteers that will come in and work for an hour a month or an hour a week or maybe every other week and do the distribution. So those are folks that we really count on to be able to keep the food bank open.
Okay, and Julene West, Director of Clatsop Emergency Food Bank /Pantry here in Astoria, how can people then get in touch with you? Should they just try to come by the church, the Presbyterian Church, Monday through Friday from 3 to 4? Or
they can call me. I can give you my phone number.
Sure, absolutely.
Sure.
Let's get the phone number.
325-7351.
Okay, so if you have an hour a week or a month and you can help the food pantry at the First Presbyterian Church, get in touch with Julene West. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk About Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today we're talking about the Clatsop Emergency Food Bank, which is a pantry. And they are having a fundraising event, which is very exciting, which we're going to be talking about with Cindy Miller. Cindy is a co-organizer of Stamp Out Hunger. It's the second year they've done this, and it is happening at the Astoria High School on April 9th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And I would like to hear, Cindy, how you and Bobby Bryce came up with this idea, because this was your idea. Two Astorians said, hey, let's think of something we can do to help the community. Well, why don't we create an event that's going to benefit our food pantry?
Well, in all fairness, it wasn't our idea. Brenda McCune started this in Warrenton 10 years ago, and she called it Scrap Hunger. And Bobby and I attended it and had a great time and said, why don't we do the same thing in Astoria? So we talked with Brenda and said, would you mind if we did that? And she said, no, that was part of her dream. She would like every community in Oregon or even the country to come up with some way to help feed the hungry. And so Bobby and I ran with it, and last year we had our very first Stamp Out Hunger. And basically, it's an all-day crop. We're there for 12 hours.
Okay.
And just in case.
Those people who do not know, I looked at this brochure. Here it is. It says, Stamp Out Hunger. Card makers, scrapbookers, and paper crafters come to an all-day crop to help fill the shelves of the Clatsop Emergency Food Bank. And I said, is that a typo? Or I don't understand what a crop is. So what is a crop?
A crop is a time and place that people who use paper and stamps and ink and scissors to create projects like scrapbooks or cards can get together and feed off of each other's ideas, talk to other people who are doing the same kinds of things. We provide a place and a time, and they use their own materials and put together their scrapbooks. All of us have pictures in the closet that we've had for years, and we'd like to organize them somehow. A lot of people put them in scrapbooks now, and this is an opportunity to do that without all your kids running around and the phone ringing and people coming over and all of that. You have a dedicated time where you can sit down and actually work on your projects. And in the same time period, we offer make and takes, which are basically little instructional periods of time from 20 minutes to an hour, where some professional or some artistic person will come in and give you a little lesson on techniques or How do you embellish your scrapbook? How do you make your card shiny or glittery? Or how do you add some kind of interest to it to make it different from everyone else's? So an all-day crop, basically a crop, is just time and space to work on a project. And make and takes are for instruction. People come and give you some help.
Well, this card just looks terrific. I mean, I think it's a wonderful thing to do. I know you said it's really more for adults than it is for kids because you don't have childcare for children.
Yes.
But it's, I love it. It's come join the fun. And the admission, you can be admitted in what way?
In order to get in, it costs 8 cans of food, or there are other things you can bring. The food banks are also in need of boxed food, pasta and rice, pet food. Personal hygiene items are accepted. Toothpaste, shampoo, soap, those kinds of things are also needed by people who...
Toilet paper.
Thank you.
Okay.
Those are things. So if you bring 8 of those items, that will allow you to get in, and it gives you the space to work. It also will allow you to use free make and takes. We have free door prizes every hour.
Yeah, door prizes every hour.
Yes. Our community has been absolutely fabulous in donations and helping us with that. And this year we're also allowing people, since I learned from Jolene, that their dollars go farther than our dollars when they come for food, when people come to use the food bank, that we will let people enter for $15. So you can either bring 8 items on that list that I just talked about, or $15, and that will get you in.
And do people need to bring their own scrapbooks? And I mean, they obviously would bring their photos, or if they have rubber stamps, although you have 6,000 rubber stamps.
Yes, so, but I won't be bringing them.
Right, okay. So people, they need to bring their own materials, or will there be some materials there?
No, they need to bring their own materials.
Their projects that they're working
their
on.
Their projects and their materials and their tools. Now, if they run out, we will, Cindy Young from Young at Heart is going to have a tiny little store where she'll have extra adhesives or paper in case you run out of something while you're there. You don't have to run out and go get more. She will have that available. But for the most part, it's bring your own projects. Now, the make and takes, those people, all you need for that is an adhesive runner, a tape runner, or and scissors, maybe a pencil, something like that.
Well, most people probably have things at home. I mean, I could find things, paper and things at my house. Although, if people want to purchase some things to come to this and say, oh, I've never done that before, maybe I'm brand new to town, or this sounds like fun, where should they go and what should they get?
I would say they should go down to Young at Heart. It's on 14th and Commercial, and it's a new paper store in town. They just opened up in September. And she has everything you could possibly want to make scrapbooks for your pictures.
Or greeting cards.
Or greeting cards.
I mean, you get
cards.
A jump start on your Christmas cards.
Absolutely. We had a woman last year who made, I think, about 30 Christmas cards during the day.
Really?
We had another woman who came and put together a scrapbook of a tour that she had in South America. And she put together all those photographs.
And it's a great thing to do with a friend. Just think, if one of your best friends comes. I mean, are there more women that come than men, or are there some men who come too?
There are more women than men, although one of our most popular make and takes is run by Dan Vance. He's from Salem, and he comes and teaches you how to use really dark colored inks and stampscapes to make the most amazing cards you can imagine. So men are involved. In fact, the make and takes that Cindy Young does at her shop on Wednesdays, there are a couple of men that come to those all the time, too. So we're trying to encourage more men to come. She had a Valentine's Day event where a lot of men came and made Valentines for their wives or sweethearts. And so more men are getting involved. Yes.
Yes. Make your anniversary card right there.
Yes.
You help folks who are in need of food, and you are also doing something that's going to benefit you. If you remember the anniversary and make the card yourself, wow.
And it's now, a creative outlet. It's really,
yes, and being creative and doing things with our hands, it helps our brains function better. We need to do that. We need to do things with our hands. And this is something that's very accessible to people. Knitting or some of those things that you have to practice a long time, if people don't have time, this is something you can actually do. You can just show up and you can do it. Now, the other thing we didn't talk about that's pretty darn cool is the fact that it's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and lunch is being provided. And who's providing lunch?
I am so excited about this. Our community, again, is so wonderful here. Subway of Astoria is donating sandwiches T-Paul's, the two restaurants from T-Paul's are
donating. The Supper Club and the Urban Cafe
are donating salads. And Kipp's Candies is donating water. The Columbia River Coffee Roaster is donating coffee. And Red Dwarf Graphics is providing oranges. And we're working with a couple of the grocery stores locally to see if we can get some oranges. And they're donating chips, and Bobby has donated a bunch of things. I've donated, so we'll have a lot of things. We've got cookies coming from Susie Brown, another volunteer in the community, and so we'll have lunch provided by.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It really is. We had a great time last year.
And another wonderful thing that you mentioned is the fact that if people want to bring food or money, and they say, I can't get there between 3 and 4 to make a donation or write a check. If you are out driving with your family, and you don't have time to go to this, or you just want to pop in for a little while, you can go to Astoria High School on Saturday, April 9th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and you can say, here's my $20, here's my X, here's my this, here's some food. And it's a great thing to do.
Thank you. I'm glad you mentioned that, because last year we did have a few people who dropped in and said, well, I don't really craft, I don't do anything, but here's a check for the food bank or here's a box of food. And that was very exciting to know that there were people in the community who weren't even interested in paper crafting, but were willing to come to our event to drop things off. And like you said, we're there for 12 hours. There's hopefully a time during that 12-hour day that you can come.
Dedicated crafters at a crop.
That's right.
You have to know what that is. Julene, we only have a few minutes left, but Julene, you mentioned something that the various pantries all cooperate, mm-hmm. and that they take turns, like maybe picking up food from Safeway or Fred Meyer, which donates food to the, and I would assume that then most of the grocery stores in the area would help with the food pantries.
Yes, so it's usually pastries and produce when they get to that expiration date.
Sure.
Then we pull it in and we give it to people that are who are hungry and going to eat that right now.
Exactly, which is a really good thing. So we just have a few minutes left. Anything else that you would like the listening audience to know, Julene, about the Clatsop Emergency Food Bank /Pantry here in Astoria, or food bank in general?
Well, we're always excited to have folks volunteer and come help out the cause, if you will. And we're very excited about Stamp Out Hunger. It's a wonderful, fun day, and they really bring in a lot of food and a lot of support and a lot of excitement. We had a lot of folks, I think, come through and do tours last year, and we're
and
very excited.
And you don't even have to buy a ticket. You just show up. You show up at the door with some food items or with your $15, and that's it. Anything else, Cindy, that you would like to say?
Well, one thing that I forgot to mention is that in addition to your own supplies and tools and materials to make your projects, if you plan to stay 12 hours, you might want to bring a pillow to sit on, because we are going to be sitting, a lot of us, at cafeteria tables. We do have some other folding tables and chairs. But you might want to bring a pillow, and you might also want to bring a light if you plan to be there after dark. We'll have great lighting this year. Last year we didn't have as good a lighting or parking. We have fabulous parking, and you can look for the signs. There are red signs that say Stamp Out Hunger that will be up by the roundabout and down by Safeway, and also maybe some Burma Shave signs or some signs by the entrance to the cafeteria where we're going to be.
Oh, very exciting. So. Thank you so much. A big shout out to you and to Bobby Bryce and to Julene and to Brenda
McCune from Warrenton.
Yes, for finding creative, fun ways to help those in need in our community. Thank you both so much for making the world a better place.
Thank you for having us.
And you have one last thing.
I'd also like to say thank you to Red Dwarf Graphics. They
absolutely
make us look professional with all these cards and signs and things.
Great job, Red Dwarf.
And it was all donated. So
thank you. Excellent. It takes all of us, doesn't it? Thank you both so much, and I want to express my appreciation to Kate Brister for being the engineer for this program, and also my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things that are working in your life, there will always be those things that aren't, but focus on the things that are, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now, in this moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.